Welcome to the Friday Night Clive podcast with me, Clive Payne. In this podcast, we look back at the amazing charities, organisations and people we have chatted to over the past few months, all of whom have interesting and important stories to tell. It's said that it's one of the most popular sports in the UK, but what is it? Fishing. Exciting to some? Boring to others. But what is it about this activity that has men and women sitting in all sorts of weather trying to catch a fish? Joining me this evening to discuss all things fishing and angling in general is National Fisheries and Angling Manager at the Canal and River Trust, John Ellis, and he joins me on the line now. Good evening, John.
Good evening.
John, thank you for joining me this evening. Before it's we start talking about fishing, generally, in your opinion, how clean are our waterways to for fish to live in, and how do we measure the cleanliness of the water?
Well, I'm involved with the canal network, and the canal network is probably as clean now as it's been in a couple of hundred years. The days of heavy industrial pollution entering our waterways is pretty much over. There aren't many sewage treatment works putting their effluent into canals anymore. And so the water quality is pretty good, actually.
But when I walk by the canal, it always looks so murky and sort of dodgy. And I'm thinking, well, you know, if you've got marine life living in there, it can't be good for them. So why should we want to go fishing?
The colour that you're talking about there is something that we call turbidity. And what that's caused by is the boat traffic sort of putting the tiny particles of silt into suspension. So it might look kind of a bit sort of murky, but if a boat didn't go through for a few days, all of that colour would drop out and the canals would be remarkably clear, which you see if you walk along a canal which doesn't have very much boat traffic. Then you get an awful lot of weed growth, and the water becomes very clear.
So how do you check then and measure for the number of creatures in our waterways?
Well, there's many ways of doing that, depending upon, you know, what it is you want to measure. Let's talk about the small animals that we call invertebrates, which is things like snails and insects. You can use a sampling net or a grab for those. If it's fish, you can use nets, or you can use something a bit more exotic called electric fishing, where you pass a current into the water and it temporarily stuns the fish and they float up, and then you can collect them and weigh them and measure them and make notes of the species, etc.
Right, so quite scientific then, really.
Indeed so, yes. I mean, what we're talking about here is what we call fisheries management, you know, which is what my degree was in many years ago, and it's still what people go away to college and university to study these days.
Now, obviously, we're talking about fishing, but tell me about the Let's Fish campaign.
Well, the Let's Fish campaign is a program run by Canal and River Trust, who are the charity that look after the 2,000 miles of waterways, so many of which, of course, are in Birmingham and the Black Country. And it's an initiative whereby people of all ages who have never fished before, or perhaps if they're adults, they perhaps fished as a kid but haven't fished for ages, where they can come along and have a go at fishing totally and utterly free of charge. They haven't got to worry about licenses, permits, tackle or bait. All of that's provided. And we're doing events in five areas during these school holidays within the sort of West Midlands area, and we're doing them at Titford Pools, at Walsall, at Brood, Penderford, and then at Wanbourne. And it's free. It's open to people of any age. And quite interestingly, we've had a private charity donate money to the Canal and River Trust. And what they're looking for is five young people who must live in the borough of Sandwell who would like to learn to fish and represent Sandwell in something called the National Celebration of Young People and Fishing. And what this charity is prepared to do is to give the Canal and River Trust £100 per person, and we will kit them out with the equipment that they would need. So if that's of interest to any of your listeners, they can email us at it's fisheries@canalrivertrust.org.uk, or they can contact us via Facebook, Canal and River Trust.
Lovely.
So that's a unique opportunity.
I'll say that. That's rather good. But why do people enjoy fishing, John? And what do you believe the benefits of fishing are, other than catching fish?
Well, I think it's different for different people. Some people, their health and well-being benefits from simply getting out into the countryside, being close to nature. Perhaps there's an element of the ancient human hunter-gatherer instinct in why some people enjoy it. Other people only enjoy it if they catch more than their the people they go with. So they're the sort of competition angler.
Yes.
Whereas others hate the idea of competing with anybody else or actually being with anybody else. They like to go out, get away from it all, be on their own, you know, just with nature and their own thoughts, and they find that very therapeutic. So it's different for different people. And we find, quite interestingly, when we're working with young people, for example, with autism or ADHD, it focuses their minds, particularly the ADHD pupils, who find it difficult to concentrate for long periods of time. For some reason, looking at a fishing float, it makes them totally focus on that one thing, and they sort of relax. And instead of being hyperactive, they become sort of normal, in inverted commas. It's quite interesting, you know, with time and time again, teachers tell us that there's this effect with fishing. So it's doing something to our physiology at one level.
Well, it is a very relaxing hobby, really, when you think about it. But, I mean, can you just go and sort of go fishing anywhere you like? And you mentioned things like permits and licences. What's the litigious side behind it? And can you just... I mean, I'm right by the canal in Dudley here now at the waterfront. Can I just go and get my rod out? You know, probably not now, but do you know what I mean? Tomorrow morning?
Yes.
Or do I have to get permissions and things like that?
You have to get permission. And there's two requirements. It's actually quite complicated, so I'll deal with what we call the rod license first. Now that's a bit like a gun license,
right?
It's a license to use a fishing rod, and it's a very historic thing. It was introduced originally back in the 1920s to help pay for restoration of fish stocks following pollutions, and the money that's raised is still used for similar things by the Environment Agency today. Now, if you're a young person under 13, you don't need a rod license. And if you're aged between 13 and 16, you need one, but it's actually free. So it's only when you get to 17 do you have to have an annual rod license, and that currently costs £30.
And how do we go about applying for that?
Pardon? Sorry?
How do we go about applying for that?
Well, there's two ways. The easiest way is online through the Environment Agency website.
Okay.
Or, failing that, they sell them at post offices.
Oh,
so
brill, that's
one
really
of those
good.
Two ways.
Okay.
The second thing you need is what you call a fishing permit. Because the fishing rights are actually owned by someone. In the case of the canals, it's the Canal and River Trust. What we do, we rent the fishing rights out to different angling clubs. And so, for example, near you there's a club called the Handcat Angling Club. And so if you wanted to fish on the section of canal they rent, you would need to become a member of that club. Many clubs actually offer what we call a day permit, which is which is what you may pay, say, £5, and that entitles you just to fish on that day.
Mm.
Or typically you may pay £20 or £30 to, you know, for a whole year. There's more information on which clubs control which lengths on the Canal and River Trust mm-hmm. website.
But it's often said that fish, though, feel pain when they get hooked on a line. Is there any truth in that?
That's quite an interesting question. Some scientists take the view that there may be pain involved. Others argue the opposite. So there's no scientific consensus on that.
Mm.
It's very interesting. Because in England, most fish caught are returned alive to the water.
Mm-hmm.
And some fish, which have sort of unique markings, can get caught, you know, several times during a year. So it certainly doesn't appear to do any long-term damage as such. But I would say this, if somebody really thought it was cruel, then I wouldn't advise them to go fishing.
No.
You know, for others, it would be cruel to prevent them going fishing because it would have a really deleterious impact on their mental health.
Mm-hmm.
So that would also be cruel if you prevented those that wanted to go
Correct.
Fishing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So let's say, for example, then I've got my rod licence and I've been in touch with the Canal and River Trust because I'm going to fish on the canal here at the waterfront, for example, and I've been granted that permission. And then I'm out tomorrow morning, weather permitting, and I'm out fishing. Am I allowed to keep the fish that I collect, or do I have to throw them back?
Yeah. Virtually all species must be returned to the water. There
right.
is an exception to that, and that's species which are non-native invasives. There isn't really any in Birmingham and the Black Country, but if we go further east and south, there's one species which was illegally introduced into the canal network called the Zander, and that cannot legally be returned to the waterways
right.
of this country. And so if you caught one of those, it would need to be not returned to the water. And it actually is very good eating, so it can be taken home and cooked.
But the overriding point here is that it's okay to fish with the relevant license and permissions, but, you know, fish do have to be returned to the water.
Yes, yes, exactly. You know, virtually all the fish species, you know, have to be returned.
What's
with
the
exception of the non-natives.
What's the best rule of thumb, then, if I'm sitting on the canal and I'm fishing and a narrowboat or other kind of traffic comes down and my line's in the water? I take it I have to recoil my line pretty quickly.
You certainly do.
Otherwise,
yes.
It's going to get trapped around their propeller, isn't it?
Exactly. And there's only one winner in that instance, and it isn't the angler. So we advise and anglers get, you know, to take their rods or their poles out, you know, just temporarily while the boat passes, and then they can put them back in again.
Sure. Where can we find out more information, John, particularly around licensing and the do's and don'ts and fishing etiquette?
I think the easiest place to go is the Canal and River Trust website, and the search engine works really well within that. So if you ask if you type in rod license, for example, then all the information you need would come up on the Canal and River Trust website.
But I think from our discussion, I can glean that, you know, it is, you know, a soothing and, you know, therapeutic pastime. And it, as you said, it gets people out and it gets people together in groups of friends. And as you say, it can be competitive as well, which adds to some fun.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Lovely.
Yes. Particularly amongst siblings. At our Let's Fish events, we see some right quarrels. Particularly brothers and sisters. The boys hate to be beaten by their sister.
No, that's right.
And it's quite funny. And one of the things that's changed in my lifetime, actually, is the number of girls fishing and ladies. It was very much a male thing mm-hmm. in the 70s when I was growing up. But in the last 10 years, like in so many sports, you see it in football and rugby and cricket now that, you know, the girls play just as much and just as well as boys, and we see that in fishing.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they tend to concentrate better.
No, that's good.
And so I actually think that certainly in the younger age groups, the girls are better anglers than the boys.
Oh, well, you see, now you've thrown down the gauntlet now for siblings to have some healthy competition.
Absolutely, yes.
John Ellis, National Fisheries and Angling Manager at the Canal and River Trust. Thank you very much for talking to Friday Night Live.
Been a pleasure. Thank you, John. Very much.
Bye-bye. That is your lot for this episode. You can catch the programme live every Friday night on Black Country Radio from 8 p.m. If you like our podcast, please subscribe by heading to blackcountryradio.co.uk/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts from. See you very soon. This is a Black Country Radio podcast presented by Clive Payne and produced by Andy Caddick.